Surveillance data sources. Healthcare today is a data-driven industry. IPs must familiarize themselves with the sources of available data and the different kinds of information that each provides. By selecting appropriate data sources, IPs can ensure that the information collected is relevant to their investigation and that resources are being used as efficiently as possible. IPs have a wide variety of sources from which to acquire relevant information for their surveillance needs. These sources can be grouped into either resident-focused or facility/staff-focused data. Resident-focused sources include medical and pre-transfer hospital records, paper and digital. Daily laboratory reports, example, microbiology, immunology, serology results, daily admissions lists, including diagnoses. Monthly reports of resident days and census data, separated by unit or department. Transmission-based precaution reports, including number of residents in isolation. Daily reports related to new orders, antibiotics or other medications, and acute condition changes. Device day reports. Radiology department test results. Intake/nursing assessments, generated upon admission to the healthcare facility. Interviews with caregivers. Incident reports. Departmental procedure and activity logs. Facility/staff-focused sources include nursing care plan, sick leave or paid time off logs, health records, example, employee vaccination rates, night supervisor reports, pharmacy and laboratory records, can be faxed or emailed if there is no electronic access. Reports of injuries, needle sticks, and communicable disease exposures or infections. Registered Nurse Assessment Coordinators and Minimum Data Set, MDS, Coordinators. Finance Department Reports. Risk Management Reports. Reports and other collaboration with IPs from transferring facilities. Observation of Care Processes Reports. Reports from Past Performance Improvement Cycles. Checklists. Templates. Including line listings, symptoms, and treatments, the IP should carefully consider the sources of available data to determine which are most important for their surveillance programs. This ensures that relevant data are collected and resources are not misused. Given this wealth of sources, it is important for the IP to remember that the data collection process should involve multiple individuals so that they do not get overwhelmed. This also ensures that data are collected in a timely manner and resources are used efficiently. Key point. Surveillance data should be collected on a routine, systematic, and ongoing basis. The entire interdisciplinary team should be involved in data collection. Surveillance often requires IPs to collect information not only from multiple internal departments, but also from externally contracted services, such as pharmacies and laboratories. Collecting laboratory and pharmacy information from different companies in different locations can prove challenging and time-consuming. To make this process easier, the IP should establish a schedule for routine deliveries of laboratory results and antimicrobial data, as this provides some predictability to the data collection process, freeing up more time for analysis. Having reports automatically generated and routinely delivered to the IP is the preferred method. The IP and IT, it is imperative that every IP know how to use the IT systems at their disposal. Many surveillance tools, such as electronic medical records, or EMRs, available to the IP can be used for data collection and analysis as well as information sharing and dissemination. However, not all facilities will have access to the latest systems for surveillance and data collection, such as new software or mobile devices. If more sophisticated tools are not available, IPs can rely on basic spreadsheet software for the compilation and analysis of collected data. Spreadsheets can be used to create line lists, evaluation forms, and more. They can also generate charts and graphs for easy visual presentation of data. Spreadsheets should be stored on secure servers, and all appropriate members of the interdisciplinary team should be granted access to them so they can update and input data as required. The spreadsheet should include all relevant resident information, including name, medical record number, room location, type of infection, symptoms, culture results, radiology reports, and a determination of whether an infection is healthcare associated or community acquired. It is strongly recommended that IPs use existing electronic databases whenever possible, with due consideration of their security/encryption. Should the need for a new database arise, for example, a new improvement metric gains priority or a new regulation requires a specific data set to be maintained and updated, then the IP should work on its creation with the facility's IT department. In terms of information sharing, IPs should, at a minimum, subscribe to email lists that share IPC-related updates and discussion items. These can include those from the authoritative guidance sources, example, the CDC, regional health departments, or other professional organizations, such as the Association for Professionals in Infection Control and Epidemiology, APIC. These mailings inform subscribers about a variety of topics, including the occurrence of disease outbreaks, pandemics, emerging infectious diseases, and EMDROs, new and proposed mandatory reporting requirements, and the release of evidence-based practices for preventing infections. The mailings typically include links for getting more information, including on IPC measures. The IP is also responsible for ensuring that proper IT training is provided to all HCP who are asked to collect and analyze IP data using electronic tools such as spreadsheets, databases, electronic records, tablets or other portable devices, and any mobile applications used in the facility.